Our church's mission statement is to become an authentic community of fully devoted followers of Jesus. And we want the people here to demonstrate, to tell all the people they know about the reality of the kingdom of God in everyday life. And so, and that's a statement that, you know, we as Christians and a part of a Christian, as Christians, as part of a Christian culture, we've often heard the Lord's Prayer, you know, your kingdom come, your will be done. But we sometimes just go through that routine. But we really believe that Jesus gave us that prayer because He really wants that to happen. He wants you to actually experience the kingdom of God. Now, that's kind of a strange term, like the kingdom of God. And what that means, it means God coming in a very personal, present way and taking the things in your heart that are kind of out of control and bringing His rule and His peace and His love and His power into situations that we need Him to come into. And it's like, what is heaven we want to happen here? And so we want a little taste of that. So tonight our focus is really going to be a couple things. Authenticity and experiencing the presence of God. That's going to be our hope tonight. And so what that means is the way we experience the presence of God is when we get really honest about what's going on inside of us. That's what He loves to get in on. And that's our part tonight. Is even if you're here and you're tired and stressed from all the Christmas stuff, God wants to get in on this time. So I want to open this up with a very short prayer, and then we're going to have a video right after I get done here, and then we're going to talk just a little bit, and we're going to go into some times of worship as well. We just welcome you here today. We know each person here is at a different spot and going through different things in their life, and we know that You love each person here, and amazingly, You know every person, and You understand what's going on with them, and You know how to come into that place that they're at. And so we ask for that tonight. We ask that that will take place. We ask that You will actually be Emmanuel, God with us. And we know that that was true in prophecy about who You would be. It was true in all that we see in Jesus, and it's true presently, that You come into our real world, our real situations, and rule and reign and bring Your presence there. So we thank You for that. God, give us a place to keep our hearts wide open to You. In Jesus' name we ask these things.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold Him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Oh, come, let us adore Him. Christ the Lord. For He alone is worthy. For He alone is worthy. For He alone is worthy. Christ the Lord will give You all the glory.
As you
kids look in your packets, there's a little card in there. If you want to pull it out, there's a little, like a stock card. Like there's some things, colors or something to draw with. And you can not do this, or if you want to, you can do this, but it gives you something to do and kind of engage. And the question I'd like you to ask and maybe draw a picture of is we talk about God coming and being with us. You know, that's what Jesus' name is, Emmanuel. That's what that means. So imagine what that would feel like. How does that feel? Maybe you've experienced that, of God coming and being with you. And if you would draw a picture, if you'd like to, draw a picture of what you'd imagine that to be. And I'd love it if you came and showed it to me afterwards. It'd be really fun. I'd love to see kind of the creative ways you think of that. So if you want to do that while we do that, or if you want to listen, that's great as well. So as we go through this, a couple things I would just say is that, you know, this whole thing, when we say, we use these terms often in church and Christianity, that God is here, and God is with us, and God did this, and God said that, and God led me this way. And when we start thinking about what does it mean, when we really mean that God actually is with us, is present. And imagine it this way, even though there's not a lot of room, imagine that you had an open seat next to you, and someone came and plopped down that you'd not met before, and they plopped down beside you. How would you know that they were there? Well, you would look at them, right? You would see them and think, well, they're there. I'm not crazy. They're there. You could reach over, and if you wanted to slap them, and you would know they were actually physical. You could touch them, right? You might even be able to hear them if they spoke, right? You might smell them. Could be good, could be bad, but you could smell them. You know, we have our senses of this person beside us. And you could even have someone come along and say, I know this person. And I want to explain who this person is, and I want to tell you all about that person. And you can even understand all those facts about that person. But you understand that you weren't experiencing that person until you engaged with that person. You weren't able to actually know who that person was till you actually had the presence of that person with you and engaging through interaction. And so when you think about the Christmas story, this whole kind of wild thing where they're there at the town of David and this celebration, this baby being born, and then the shepherds in the fields, all of a sudden they have this, the glory of God comes around them, and then the shepherds come and find Mary and Joseph. And this whole process of them telling about what's happened, we have to understand there's some miraculous things that gave them clear, tangible signs. They could connect the prophecy of the Old Testament, Isaiah, to exactly what was happening, which they knew. They understood how God had prophesied through this. There was lights, and there's all kinds of amazing sounds. There's all kinds of angels. But you know what I think we have to understand is the reason this was such a powerful night, where it says Mary like pondered this whole night in her heart, is this, is the presence of God. They could sense it. And they knew God was there. And they engaged with this person of God. And they could feel it. You know, and God is personal. And He wants us to experience that. And the thing about it, we have to realize with Mary and Joseph, their life was just as crazy as ours is. I mean, they were under a tough government of Rome, and they didn't have a clue really where this all was going to go to. It wasn't certain at all. They were young, you know. But when God showed up, when they felt God's presence, all of a sudden then they could start hearing God communicate to them and understand more of who He was. But it starts oftentimes with the presence of God. And so, you know, as we just come before Him now. What I want to do is I would like us to just have a time of just quiet before God. And the thing about God's presence, it's really not so much that we have to do all these routines and rituals to experience our side of the relationship. Our side of the relationship is amazingly simple, but sometimes complicated, kind of like this video shows. It's getting real with who we truly are and let God see that and be present with that, right? And so that is that honest discussion with God. And so He loves it no matter where you're at. If you have you don't really see how God relates to life, or you don't believe in God, or you have a strong relationship with God, wherever you're at, what I want to encourage you during this time is to have a time that we can engage with this God. And so, and of course, you know, I know how it goes. The pastor's saying that you can do what you really want to. You're not going to do it. It's going to be something that has to happen down here. But would you just encourage you to to use the time. We're here anyway, right? We're here for an hour. Let's use the time to say, God, are you real? And let's just invite His presence and see what God might want to communicate to us. Okay? So we're going to be just quiet for a little bit. I'll give you a little couple. If you're not, say, well, I'm not really good at praying, and so I'm just going to skip this part. Let me give you a couple sample prayers that might be good. God, I don't believe you are real. But if you are, reveal yourself to me. That's a good prayer. Just you can put it in whatever words you want. You know, God, I can't wait for this service to get over with. But I'm here anyway, so just I welcome you somehow. You know, that's an honest prayer. I mean, some of you are just really excited right now. You're just so grateful, right? You know, I'm so grateful, God. And I just want you to come in this with me and share this excitement I have for what you're doing in my life and the lives and the family that I'm around. And some of you, it's the opposite. You're in this Christmas time, and it's not, you know, you're trying to be grateful, but it's hard. It's struggle. There's things that are, you know, Christmas has that tendency of bringing that stuff out, doesn't it? In a spot that's difficult. And so a great prayer, and that is, you know, God, you know my struggle. Name it. You know this is where I'm really at, and you say you love to get in on this stuff, and you're always calling me to come to you, and I don't know how to do that, but I just want to do my best to say, yield myself the best I know how to you. All right? So whatever form you want, all we're really doing here is we're just saying, we believe God is real, so let's engage with Him. So we just have a little bit of silence. The kids can be a little noisy. That's completely fine. But just you know, Christmas, I don't know about you, it's kind of crazy. You know, my daughter worked at the mall, and I took her there, and I thought, I am glad I'm going to Christmas Eve service. It's a whole different world. But we need to settle our hearts. And so let's just settle our hearts just for a few minutes before we get started in this. Holy Spirit, we just welcome you in this time right now. You know each person. You see exactly what's going on in each heart. And you deeply love us. Holy Spirit, just come. Just welcome Him now into whatever. Just say a simple prayer to Him and just be silent before Him. We're going to do this for about a minute. I know that'll sound feel like a long time, but let's just be quiet. So Holy Spirit, we just invite Your presence. Lord, we just welcome you just to come into all those areas that we don't know what to do with. We ask tonight that you'll be very present with us and you'll meet each person here. We're going to be singing a lot of songs tonight. And you can sing your songs from here in your head. But you know, sometimes you can sing your songs from here. Some of here is you engage your heart with what you're saying. You can go through the routine and sing the Christmas carols. But sometimes if you engage your heart with what you're saying, is God's presence will come. Okay? And so let's just kind of experiment with that before we get started into the band kind of kicking in. I'm going to let Annie do this so I don't ruin this. Let's just do a Come Let Us Adore Him chorus. And I'll turn off my mic. So, and just this is our goal. We're here in this a cappella. We'll start out and then we'll move into sing it from your heart, and invite the presence of God. And we're going to experience the presence of God.
Oh, come let us adore Him. Oh, come let us adore Him.
The people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. You will enlarge the nation of Israel, and its people will rejoice. They will rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, and like warriors dividing the plunder. For you will break the yoke of their slavery and lift the heavy burden from their shoulders. You will break the oppressor's rod, just as you did when you destroyed the army of Midian. The boots of the warrior and the uniforms bloodstained by war will all be burned. They will be fuel for the fire, for a child is born to us. A son is given to us. The government will rest on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. At that time, the Roman Emperor, Augustus, decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. This was the first census taken when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for this census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. He traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. He took with him Mary, his fiancée, who was now obviously pregnant. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no lodging available for them. That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." They hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was the baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished, but Mary kept all these things in her heart and thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them.
We're going to start worshiping together. If at any time you would like to sit down, but we'll start standing. This is a very old Christmas song that has not been done for a long time.
Christians awake, salute the happy morn. Where on the Savior of the world was born, rise to us all, the mystery of love.
kids, you guys can dance around if you want. Get some of those wiggles out.
One more song, but a couple things I want to make sure we get clear on before we move into our last song is we're going to have lighting of candles, and a couple instructions on that is that you will know it's time to light your candles when there's a flame next to you. So that's all you have to do. That's your clue. And don't try to get someone's attention by using the candle. Just wait, and if your candle is burning, this is a great way to hold it. Nothing like this, or like this, like this. And if you're lighting the candle, you're the one without the lit part, you go into this way, and you hold it like that. If someone with large, long hair is in front of you, stay back a little bit, and whatever. But just try our best to not call the fire marshal. And the other thing I was going to say, too, is when we get done with our time here, we in the Vineyard, we love to pray for people. We think that should be a normative part of Christianity, that we pray for each other. And if you're like me, I always could use some prayer. And so we're going to have a little time. I'm going to talk a little bit and then pray as a group together. But then the way we're going to do prayer is we're going to have some people who have tags on that say prayer ministry. That means I am a safe person that you can talk to and get prayer from. And I'm a safe person who's not too strange. And I will pray for you. So if the people who are on the prayer ministry team tonight, would you stand up right now? Stand up. Stand up. Okay. And they will have, whoever you see a tag, so they'll be just kind of roaming around. Try not to get in conversations with anybody that they know. And you'll see them. And if you have something that's been going on, I just encourage you, we're going to be hanging out afterwards, and just go and grab them. And here's what you say. I think I'd like some prayer. That's what they're looking to do that. And so I encourage you, if you sense that it would be a good thing, maybe you're going into a situation that's difficult in the Christmas season, maybe you're going through some stuff, maybe you just need some encouragement, or you're making a decision on something, and you would like some prayer, please utilize the prayer ministry people. And so just look for that badge. And if you're a prayer ministry person with that badge, grab that badge and then run around from there. This whole thing what Isaiah talks about before Christ and describes him, of wonderful counselor, mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. I mean, this is who Jesus is. This is who God is, full representation of God, God in the flesh. This is God showing us who he is. And, as a father, even though I have a lot of problems, I know some of the heart of a father, and I think, okay, if I'm a kind of a bad father and I have these things, what would a perfect father have? So here we have an everlasting father. So we have a father who doesn't ever leave us,
who stays in it with us for all of eternity. This is who Jesus is. And He counsels us, and He has power to help us in situations that we don't have the power to help us in. And the main thing is that when He comes, He takes this place of turmoil within us, this place where we don't have peace, and He actually brings His peace and settles things in our hearts and gives us a fulfillment that only He can give us. Now, you know, as you think about being a father, if I could think of the thing that I said this to numbers of people lately because I've thought about it a lot. If I could think about what as a father would be the most loving thing my child could do for me, and it wouldn't be buy me a car. That wouldn't be bad. It wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be just do really well. That'd be great. But if what we all know as fathers is when we have our children, if they would come and actually open themselves up wide to us, no matter what they're going through, and just be honest with us and depend on us and to the place of counsel or to the place that we could come in. And when they're, I remember there's, you know, when you have a child who's in turmoil and they, and you get them to the place that they're out of turmoil and they come to a place of going to peace, there's just nothing better than a child who comes to you, right? And this is God the Father. And so when we talk about God with us, He is pursuing us and He's saying, I want to be actually in it with you. And our part is only to come to Him honestly. So before we do this song, would you stand? And I just want to lead us through just a, go ahead and stand. And I'd like to just lead us through a prayer for just those areas that probably some of us are, at least I know I am, in certain areas wanting Him, needing Him to come into places that are not places of peace, in places I need His counsel, in places I need His power. And so, just pray with me, would you? And make it personalized as you just pray silently to Him. What is the area of your life right now that you need His counsel in? What is the area of your life right now that you need His faithfulness to stay with you in this thing that you're going through? What is this place that you need Him to come in to where there's turmoil and to bring His peace to those places? Just lay that before Him right now. Lord, we thank You that You see us. You understand and You get us humans and You know how to come alongside us and You're so gracious to us. And You're such a Father who doesn't exasperate it, but You come alongside us and we just take these areas and we just put them before You and say, God, would You just come right now and be the counselor to us? We invite You into those areas. Would You come and stay with us? And would You come bring Your power into this place that we need You? And God, we just ask that You will bring Your peace. Come, Holy Spirit, just as we close in silent night, as we light the candles, we look at that and realizing You are the light of the world. You're the light that lights up the things in darkness within us to bring Your life to them. And I pray, God, that Your Spirit will just come as we close with the silent night and that Your peace will come.
keep playing a little bit. Our service is officially over, but what we'd like for you to do is just take a few moments to greet one another in brotherly love and the love that Christ uses through us. Greet each other. Really take a moment to see the people around you and encourage each other as you go out today. If you would like prayer, you can just find one of the people who is wearing a name tag badge.